This is a podcast recording for The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded May 23rd, 2003.
Recently, I agreed to display some of my artwork at the Great Swamp Conservancy Spring Migration and Nature Art Festival at Canastota. It was only the second time I had done this in over 10 years, but it was a good experience. I wanted to tell you about it and urge you to visit the Nature Center and take advantage of its varied programs. First, the art show itself was very impressive. The featured artist was Tom Linweaver, a man of varied skills, known for his superb paintings and graphic art. At the show, he displayed fish and bird paintings, but he treats other subjects too. Currently, he is also chairman of the annual wildlife art display at the New York State Fair. I really haven't time to mention all the other artists who displayed their work, but it was as fine a show as I've seen at a nature center. It was a great experience to meet a number of artists whose work I had seen and admired elsewhere. All three winners of the 2002 State Fair painting competition were there, so I got to meet them. Great Swamp has a fine natural setting. Among other things, it has a boardwalk which allows you to get right out into the middle of the swamp. I took a tour of it with Shirley Perrin, a friend and colleague of many years, who did invaluable service at Rice Creek and Sterling Nature Center, and with Kevin Bliss, a DEC employee, whose father Bob worked for DEC back in the years when I served as a wildlife biologist. The thing that most impressed me about Great Swamp is the fact that starting on a shoestring, they have directed primary attention to bringing people into close contact with nature, especially their wetland habitat. Their headquarters is a farmhouse turned visitor and administrative center, and an old barn complex, which, though rustic, provides ample space for art shows and other program activities. Nothing is fancy, but they do have plans for making the barn more user-friendly. Since early in my Nature Center career, I have followed two maxims. For the educator, design programs based on people's need to know, not on your need to teach. For facilities and program developers, first design your program, then shape your facilities to serve it. Someday I'll take the time to defend those ideas. I believe that's what's happening at Great Swamp. Michael Patney, the executive director, obviously has a remarkable ability to motivate his volunteer staff. Everyone I talked to mentioned how much they enjoyed working with him. Great Swamp is at the corner of North Main Street and Pine Ridge Road, just a few miles north of Canastota. From the thruway, take Route 13 north to Pine Ridge Road. Turn left on Pine Ridge Road and proceed west until you come to North Main Street. Great Swamp is on your right, just past the intersection. You can get program information by calling 315-697-2950. Their mailing address is 8375 North Main Street, Canastota, New York. I'll repeat the phone number at the end of the program. If you live within driving distance of Sterling Nature Center, which is just 6 miles northeast of Fairhaven, right on the shores of Lake Ontario, I urge you to look into the Nature and the Arts program at the Nature Center on Saturday, June 7th. It is a day devoted to nature art, music, activities for children, and good food. You can picnic, walk the trails, or stroll along the 2 miles of Lake Ontario shoreline. Artists will be exhibiting and perhaps demonstrating. Excellent hands-on activities will be available for children. Best of all for me, local authors will be reading their works, and some of the finest musicians around will be performing. This is the first year since the establishment of the Inspiration Program that I won't be able to participate. It is crunch time for me in terms of getting ready for the dedication of the new building at Baltimore Woods. I'm still working on the murals, which have to be finished and mounted by dedication day, July 26. I admit I traded off the opportunity to participate at Sterling for the chance to help out at Great Swamp. But believe me, there is so much great talent in the Sterling area that the quality of the program won't suffer at all by my absence. Next year, I hope they'll invite me to participate again. Sterling Nature Center is on Jensvold Road, just a couple of miles north of the Renaissance Festival ground. That phone number for Great Swamp is 315-697-2950. The telephone for Sterling Nature Center is 315-947-6143. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.